This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers are happy that a Pueblo man has been released from Taliban custody. The Taliban unlawfully detained Dennis Coyle for more than 400 days. His family worked for months to secure his release, meeting with Trump administration officials and lawmakers, like Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper, who welcomed news of Coyle's release.
Thank God, right? Thank God. And it just shows you, you just got to keep making phone calls and letters, and everyone does everything they can, and eventually, hopefully, it works out. Thank God, right? Thank God. And it just shows you, you just got to keep making phone calls and letters, and everyone does everything they can, and eventually, hopefully, it works out.
Republican Jeff Hurd, who represents Pueblo, offered thanks and congratulations to Trump and his team for securing Coyle's safe return. He added he looks forward to welcoming Coyle back to Colorado. Colorado's Mountain Rail Service will connect Denver to Granby when it gets rolling later this year, but state officials are already thinking about adding another stop in the metro area. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
When the state's Mountain Rail Service first launches, passengers will likely have to board in downtown Denver, but state officials think a stop in the city's western suburbs could boost ridership. That's why they've started planning a new station near Arvada. While the location is not decided, passengers could eventually board near an existing stop on RTD's G Line. The Mountain Rail Service will run on an existing freight corridor, initially heading up to Winter Park and Granby, but eventually going as far as Steamboat Springs and Craig. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
A Castle Rock woman will spend a year in federal prison for her role in a romance scam that tricked people looking for love. Lorianne Kimball pleaded guilty to money laundering this week and was also ordered to pay more than $3 million in restitution to her victims. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.